Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today at 11 a.m., the big old tub of pretzels. Question of the day.
Love it.
That's at 11 a.m. here on Carson Anderson. We got to, are you going to eat that in the noon hour? Also, the Birchie Kid. We'll talk trade deadline and health injuries. Who's coming back for the Detroit Lions from our Lions insider? That at 12:30. Talking Michigan, Michigan State to open up the show. Getting the predictions as they come in. Regarding Michigan, Scott writes in, I think Michigan having the Ohio State game at the end of the year is like a ticket to the playoff for Michigan. If they stay at two losses, beat Ohio State, barring the Buckeyes spinning out of control and losing a couple, then if Michigan wins the Big Ten championship, they're a lock. Well, if they win the Big Ten championship, yeah. Question is, if they beat Ohio State and either A, don't go to the Big Ten championship game, or B, lose the Big Ten championship game, that's a lot. We have a long way to go to get there, but that's what has become the goal, is to get to that game at 9-2. Randy Lavonia writes in, Spartans rooting for a loss so they can get a new coach. I want to know who they think they're going to get to replace Smith. Wasn't Smith already like a choice 4, 5, or 6 during the last search? Not sure what makes you think anyone with a name wants to go to East Lansing to coach. I think Sparty's going to go get the Ferris coach, or maybe wait to see if Brian Kelly gets canned by LSU. Other than that, good luck with the next 32-year-old play-calling genius OC that you come up with. That's from Randy.
Yeah, and isn't the Ferris coach older?
Tony Anise?
Yeah. Is I don't know. Maybe
when he was like a, he was at Montrose or Chesaning when I was at Channel 25.
Wow.
One of those schools. Got to see which one it was. And I remember covering Tony Anise back in the day. He is 60. It says 63/4 on Wikipedia. It doesn't have his exact birth date. He was at Montrose when I was at Channel 25. And they were really good. I remember covering the Montrose. What are they? I don't know what their nickname is. Is it really relevant? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. But I don't know if that's, you know, to get that promotion from Ferris to the next level, like the Big Ten. I'm not sure. Like, again, I don't think there's that big name that's out there. Like, you know, a few years ago when they were, or a couple years ago when they were doing their search, and everybody got all hot and bothered about Urban Meyer, and there were all those rumors going around. And I mean, you know, Urban kind of laughed it off. And in the end, they didn't get Urban Meyer, and neither is anybody else. Urban Meyer, and according to what you've said, with your conversation with Herbs, because you and Herbs are good friends now.
We're not, but I was standing there when he said it.
It seems that he's pretty content of not coaching in this current
he's
form
loving
of
his
college
life.
Football.
Loving his life right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, now, you got to start, you know, who's the hottest coach in football right now that is ready to take a jump to another university? I mean, the coach at Vandy really likes what he's doing at Vandy. He's saying all the right things to stay there, and yet I feel like he's going to get plucked by somebody. The coach of Georgia Tech is a hot name right now. The coach of South Florida is a hot name right now.
And all those guys, specifically Georgia Tech and Vandy, are trying to play defense. They're trying to lock their guys up. And that's the one thing about this whole idea of going to get a coach is the pool is going to start to shrink here real quick. So anyway, it makes it a challenging year to be finding a coach. 248-539-9797. More feedback here. I'm nervous with this game because play calling on Michigan's offensive side. Moore is going to want to force runs. Well, Gator, what do you think of Michigan State's run defense?
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's been good at all. Outside from the first game or two of the season, they just have not looked like this stout group. They got manhandled by USC, but then again, USC did that to Michigan also. So maybe I shouldn't be so down on them, but it just seems like the defense up front has been lacking. I think they've got a couple of good players in that front seven, but as a unit, I don't think they do a very good job of stopping the run.
I'm trying to find their game-by-game rushing yards allowed, which can be telling. There's opponent stats. Opponents. Rushing yards since the non-conference. USC, 40 carries, 289 yards. Nebraska, 31 carries, 67 yards.
That was a good job there.
UCLA, 43 carries, 238 yards. Indiana, 28 carries, 132 yards. 248-539-9797. I mean, again, this is why I say rivalry games, often the best version of yourself comes out. And if, like, the Nebraska run defense shows up.
Look, I don't think it's impossible for Michigan State to win the game. There have been years past where I've like, they have absolutely no shot. This is not how I feel about the team this year because we've seen them play parts of games. I had a half a game against Indiana, who's a pretty good football team, where they competed. We saw them close the gap. It was 31-24 going into the fourth quarter at USC, and then they fell apart. But they've competed. I think they will compete very strongly tomorrow night. I think that the key players are saying the right things in public, and from what I understand, they've had a pretty good week of practice, and they're really focused on this week, as they should. They should be focused. The students hear it all. I mean, they're going to class, and they're here, and I'm sure that there are other students coming up to them and saying some rather nasty things to them, and they're probably getting some encouraging words too, but they don't want to be the laughing stock. They don't want to hang their heads low on Monday. There's pride that's involved, and that's why this rivalry game always means something.
Let's go to RJ in Detroit. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, RJ.
Hi. Good morning, fellas. So I'm not a Michigan State person. I mean, I came here to go to school in Michigan, but I never really adopted the evil empire. So I sort of flirted with Michigan State football, and I got to say, I think, I'd love to see Michigan State take down Michigan. But, you know, in terms of, you know, future coaches, the names that everybody wants to drop are Clark D and Brent Key. But the issue is that they're both alums of their respective programs. So there's like virtually no shot you're going to steal them away. These are dream jobs. The guys that I think you have to really keep an eye on, you know, I really appreciate Gator mentioning like NIL is the future of football. I'm a Mizzou guy. Drinkwitz is not a Midwesterner, but he's killed it in recruiting. And he's done it because of NIL. And I think a guy like Alex Golesh at USF, right? He's a Tennessee guy, but, like, he can recruit portal. And the big name that no one's talking about is the DC at Miami, Corey Heatherman. He's, like, mid-30s, but he's a Cignetti guy, and he's got the Miami defense rolling. And he was at Minnesota DC. So he understands Big Ten football, but he also understands recruiting. I think he would crush it at Michigan State.
Well, and anyway, Golesh is a Midwest guy. He went to Ohio State. He's coached at Ohio State in Northern Illinois, Toledo. He coached at Illinois, Iowa State. And then in 2020, went over to Central Florida and then to Tennessee and South Florida. But that is a guy that, I've heard his name bannered around Michigan State circles. If you're looking at coaches, look at this guy. They're off to a 6-1 start this year at South Florida. They went 7-6 in each of his first 2 years there. And this is the year that they're making that run. And, you know, a guy with Midwest ties certainly is helpful. And he's young, only 41 years old.
What about Corey Heatherman?
I don't know.
DC at At Miami, he mentioned. He's never been a head coach. I don't know how much that matters to you.
I mean, it matters a little bit, but being a guy who's, I mean, he's from Massachusetts, went to Fichtsburg State, Doug. Fichtsburg State.
Isn't it Fitchburg?
I don't care. Fichtsburg. Is it Fitch? Yeah, there is a T there, isn't there? Fichtsburg State.
I never heard of Fichtsburg.
I never heard of Fichtsburg either. So, but he's coached the first half of his career were in smaller schools and then finally got a job at Maine.
Hold on.
James Madison.
I just brought up his resume. He was the offensive coordinator with the Corinthian Black Lions.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be some investigating. An Austrian American football team from Klagenfurt, Austria. Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But he spent time in the Big Ten. He was at linebackers coach at Rutgers for a couple of years. Last year was Minnesota Golden Gophers, defensive coordinator and linebackers coach. And now he's over at Miami. I'm open to anything. You know, but I'm going to also wait for the season to finish up. If I'm going to fire Jonathan Smith, it's not going to be likely during the season.
I want to get some Corinthian Black Lions gear.
See what's up, man.
Yeah, that's a sick name. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, more predictions coming in here on Michigan and Michigan State. Guys, this is a rivalry game, so it won't be a blowout. Michigan State will drive down the field and come up short on a fourth down play. Michigan 31, Michigan State 27. That's from Quentin.
Will Michigan State try to pitch it to the outside and get the yard?
This anything can happen in a rivalry talk is dead wrong when you consider Smith is lifeless and seems not to have a clue what the rivalry is.
I don't think Michigan's team has shown enough for me to say that they're going to blow a team out winning 40-0 either. You know, Michigan's still growing, too. I think Michigan is really talented, but they're still a growing team. And I think Michigan State is a team that, you know, stunts their growth because they can't compete for four quarters.
Well, you got to win in the trenches, right? And Michigan has three redshirt freshmen in the offensive line.
They're starting?
Yeah. They have two true freshmen. And when Jordan Marshall's in there, they can have six freshman eligible players on the field. And so when you say Michigan's young and growing, you are correct. Michigan State, people say they want them to lose. It's just a disclaimer defense mechanism. That's from Greg. Well, whatever. I mean, fans can feel however they want. Big old tub of pretzels. Got more Michigan State talk coming up. We'll talk some Lions in the noon hour. Red Wings last night. Ugh. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.